Yes, Ed.
Well, I thought maybe you were having a bad day yesterday. I wanted to
call you. I did. I had a tough one last night. I was up till real late, and I had to, all of my folks in with Vance and Greek and Turkey. And
well, I wanted to give you a little good news. You know, they've been saying you're in a bad way out in Missouri.
Yeah, I thought I was.
Well, don't take everything for granted. A certain little group has had a poll made of all the county committee men and women in the state. That's about 3,500. And they got about a 50% response, which they say is way above the average on a poll of that kind. And this isn't for publication because they don't want the committee people to know that they were using it for.
Yeah.
But of the people that responded, they got 921 votes for you.
Good.
330 for Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
So see, that's 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Wallace got 22. Our friend Simonton got 14. Ted Kennedy got 4. McCarthy got 6. Fulbright got 1. And 2 or 3 other scattered around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's running 3-1.
That's pretty good, pretty good, pretty good.
So they're not, and then I was down in southeast Missouri the other day where they've been saying I've been a week down there and they've got a big deal going on.
I think you'd be strong as horseradish in southeast.
No, that's more like Alabama, Mississippi down there.
Uh-huh. Well, but I mean, you understand southern folks.
Well, they've got a committee of about 200 of their top people in that 10th district that are coming out the second week in December for me. Top men on the committee and so on. So it's rolling all right there, but several of them told me to tell you the top fellows down there said, you tell the president we haven't forgotten him down here, that some of them may fuss, but he's all right. We're going to go.
Well, thank
so
you.
So I'm not, and that's right down in Hearns' territory.
Yeah. What? How do you explain Hearns? Is it just all go to that damn poverty appointment he got mad about?
No, I don't think it all goes to that.
That's what he tells the governor. He said, yeah. I came in and tried to run his state.
Well, he got off on the wrong limb on that. Until the rest of us said who we wanted, and Simonton and I both said that was our man, well, then if he had said something to us before, we'd have tried to work with him, but we just couldn't let him, you know, come in and jump about it. No, he thinks that it's politically feasible to shoot a chute.
Well, it was. He started it, though, and I mean, when it wasn't too popular, he was the originator, really, and I thought he caused us a lot of trouble at places like the Governor's Conference. That's where this whole agitation anti-movement started up to that time.
He thinks he's one of these fellows that likes the publicity, and that's one way to get it. Otherwise, they'd never know he's there, you know.
Now, what are the two papers doing, Ed? The Post-Dispatch giving you hell?
No, Post-Dispatch not giving me hell. They have said that I ought to discuss more about what my clients are at their personal level. My lord, there's 7 out of 10 senators ought to do that.
That's right. That's right.
I can't. And the Globe Democrat has quieted down. They've got orders from another man to get right.
Uh-huh.
And although they're going to support Curtis and Hearn, and not Hearn, but Ruth, the supervisor of St. Louis County. That's the hot spot we all have in the state. He's announced for governor. So they're going to run Curtis and this Roos for governor. And that's the top Republican ticket they've had for years. But if I can get through the primary, and I think I can. For example, I'm not supposed to know this, but the FL-CIO took a poll of 12,000 of their members out there on the, this was after that Second Life story. And I carried it 10-1 over Eagleton.
What do you think sponsored Life? Did your friend up in the Senate to initiate that?
No question about it, Mr. President.
I've had one or two along the same line that were initiated there. There's one fellow up there that was his roommate in school, and he had him down here at White House when he's still in the cabinet.
This fellow that wrote this story, both these stories about me, used to work for him. And then he's over there, and he's a writing partner, and they worked together for years with Ed Guthman, who was Bobby's press secretary, and who got him the job out with the Los Angeles Times.
Yep.
And then the Los Angeles Times, you know, carried a smear story about Frank, my son-in-law, working for one of the banks up in Chicago that Ed Kroc and Dick Muscat own the big end of it, or their companies own it, and Roy Cohen owns some of it. Which he certainly has a right. His degree is in banking and finance, and he works up there several days a month on it. So nothing wrong with it, but they tried to, but it just fits in too well. And then we have had word that he offered this story to one of the fellows with Newsweek, and he wouldn't take it. And then he went to life with it, with this fellow. But I've just been sitting quiet about him. There's no need to take him on. But it's generally thought about over out in Missouri that he's the boy it started for.
Simons ain't taking any part in the race, though.
No, Simonson runs like a scared wolf. You know, just I can't take any part in the primary. He's never stood up, and he won't do it for anybody.
Now, what's Eagleton doing?
Well, he's doing fine, actually. He's doing much of anything.
And he got an alcohol problem?
Yeah, he's got several problems. He's got that alcohol problem. He's had a girl problem, and then he's had a mental problem. He's been in two or three institutions in the last few years. And he has some pretty serious problems, but he's not. I have the big end. I have organized labor solid in the state. They had a big dinner for him in Washington, in St. Louis, the eastern half, about 2,000 people there, 3 weeks ago. Just a $15 plate dinner, not a money raiser, but thing that.
When is your primary?
August. The thing that's holding us up with money in the state, they've got this damn grand jury out in St. Louis that's still going, and the labor boys just won't come in. Exactly. St. Louis County's putting on a dinner Friday night. Now they're just afraid to come in to buy tickets. Even they only got 160 tickets sold up there.
What are the grand jury? What are they looking into?
Well, the Teamsters and the steam fitters and a bunch of them. There's some question they didn't file a report or something. They had three state grand juries. They said it was all right. Then they've
just organized a crime group in
justice. This is before that started.
I know, but this organized crime group, Bobby's group, and they ain't every goddamn grand jury in the country.
Well, they may be. I don't know, but they sent out two fellows just about a month ago from the Justice Department to take a look at it. And calling it was a hell of a time to do it right here before the primary, because that's all Democratic money. Republicans have a dinner the other night and raised $150,000 for Curtis. But organized labor money in Missouri, as well as most of all the other states, I guess, is Democratic money. But it's slowed things up along that line out there. But anyhow, I've got all labor. I've got the Negroes. I've got the big end of the wards in St. Louis. Big end of I got the black hats in Kansas City. We'll have part of the white hats.
What is
our Farmers Association? And the REA boys over the state are hitting the ball hard for me.
What is our? I think that's all right. I think you're all right. What is our problem? The war thing and the liberal post-dispatch?
Yeah, those are the two things.
They hit at us every day, the post-dispatch.
Post-dispatch hits every day. They're just.
What does the Globe Democrat do?
Well, they don't do as much as they should. Now they'll support you on Vietnam, but they're nice you on everything else. On the fiscal policy and so on, they're strong against that. But you make a swing out through there, and if you don't care, Missouri, I'm bad fool. I'll take a chance of going down with you.
I'll talk to you about it. We'll see if we can get something going.
I just don't believe that. I don't believe, and this poll bears me out more than ever, because you know, I told you months ago that didn't question my mind. You'd carry the state when the time comes, and I'd take a chance on it. This is the way it's going.
What's Hearns doing in the primary?
He's not taking any part. So he says, and I'm inclined to believe it. His brother-in-law is supporting me, and a lot of his top men are supporting me. Incidentally, he knew Eagleton when he made his maiden speech. Part of his announcement, it was part of it, was against you.
Yes, I saw that. I read it. Somebody sent that to me. I think Tony or somebody sent it to me.
Yeah, well, he just can't get it done.
I'll be getting with you for long.
Good enough. Thanks so much.